很准时，很早就到。
I was in with the youth.
我早晨在青少年那边讲道。
So your preacher was short and theirs was long.
所以呢，这边讲的比较短，那边讲的比较长。
Who was yours?
Elder Young.
Oh, okay. All right. So he was short and.
杨长老今天讲的比较短。
I won't say who spoke for the youth.
我就不说今天谁在年轻人那儿讲到了。
But whoever it was long.
不管是谁在那儿讲到，他讲的够长的。
All right, we started last week looking at Ecclesiastes.
上个星期我们开始来看《传道书》。
And talking a bit about some of how he communicates.
我们讲到这个《传道书》的作者是如何和这个读者沟通的。
Today I want to look at the theme of the book.
今天我们来讲《传道书》的主题。
A little more about how the book is put together.
就讲这个书是如何构成的。
And then for the following 2 weeks, I will move very quickly, just a survey of the book.
I don't know whether you can talk next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, 在下两次课呢，我们会讲得非常快，就是从这个把这个书过一遍。
And then we will do some wrap up.
然后我们最后就总结。
I'm not going to spend time about the author and that kind of background.
我不会在背景和作者方面花很多时间。
I will just say this.
我就简单的说。
The assumption is that it is by Solomon, although it doesn't directly tell us that.
虽然他没有直截了当的告诉我们，但是基本上公认是所罗门所写。
And we presume that it comes from late in his life.
我们基本上是确定说这是他生命晚期的时候写的。
After he had wandered from God.
就在他远离神。
And tried other things.
然后就去试别的事情。
We think then that this book is when he returns and realizes the emptiness of the other things he had tried.
然后我们就是说这个是他回归神之后他已经试过别的事情意识到那些事情的虚空之后回归神以后写的。
At the beginning of the book,
在这本书的开始
is a title, and I should have asked ahead of time. I'm very curious what it says in Chinese.
我很其实应该早点问你们就想问你们这个中文是怎么样来翻译这个就是这个小标题的。
The words of the preacher,
他说的是传道者的原因。
Some Bibles translate it the words of the teacher.
它有的是翻译成说是教导者的言语。
The words of the leader of the group, the assembly.
或者说是带领者的言语。
What does the Chinese have?
It's a preacher.
The preacher, okay. This is the person who is speaking through the book.
这个传道者呢，就是他就是整个这本书的作者。
And it is the one who is represented in this book, and again, probably Solomon.
所以大家也基本上可能这个传道者、这个讲道者就是所罗门。
Now I ask you this week to read through the book once.
上个星期我让大家的家庭作业就是把这本书从头到尾
读一遍。Let me ask you for next week to also read through it once.
这个星期呢，也是把这本书再读一遍。
Let me ask, how many of you read through the whole book or most of the book? If you're
多少人把这本书上个星期读了一遍
okay. No confessions. That's the Catholic church down the street that does the confession.
我要承认，但是不用承认。
What is your confession, ma'am?
你要承认什么？你要坦白什么？
You weren't a good student, okay.
但我要坦白，我不是个好学生。
Well, let me tell you what I always tell the students at the college.
我跟那个大学的学生通常我是怎么讲的呢？
Please do not tell me you're not a good student.
请你不要告诉我你不是一个好学生。
I will figure it out for myself very soon.
我自己最后会发现你到底是不是好学生。
So you don't need to tell me.
所以你不需要告诉我。
Students, when I taught piano, would come in and say, I haven't practiced.And I would say, you don't need to tell me. I will know as soon as you start playing.
我的那个钢琴学生来了后就会告诉我说啊，我没有这个星期没有练习。
So you don't need to confess. I will know.
你不管你不用讲，我会知道的。
For those of you who were good students,
对我们这些好学生
what did you find as the theme?
你发现这个书的这个主题，整个的这个在讲什么呢？
What is the book about?
这本书信的在讲什么？他在传达一个主要的信息是什么信息
？Yes。
He's a kind of like sighing, like experiencing the vanity or vanities of life.
Vanities of life, okay?
The content, our content is only come from heaven.
Okay, all right, good. Anyone else? Thank you. What is the theme of the book? If someone said to you, what is Ecclesiastes about? What would you tell them?
It's kind of...
Everything... How do you know? You didn't do your assignment.
你都没有做作业，你怎么都知道？他说每件事情都很没有意义。
Everything is meaningless.
他说每样事情好像都很没有意义。
And so she says, there's no need to do your assignment.
所以为什么说不需要做作业？
It's all meaningless anyway.
因为不管怎么说，都根本毫无意义，干嘛还要去做这个作业呢？
So she is a good student who has put the theme into practice.
所以呢，她是一个很好的学生，虽然没读书，但是把这个主题已经应用在生活中。
I want you to know, Mrs. Wingham, of all the people who have ever been in my class,
温师傅，所有在我班上的学生,
you are one of them.
你是其中的一位。
Of all the people who have ever been in my class, you are one of them. No, just one of the ones who have been in my class.
温师傅反应很快。
Anyone else?
我是那个虚空的学生，是不是？
Fear God and keep His commandments.
Fear God and keep His commandments.
说要敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
Okay. Very good. Okay. Lord is sovereign. Okay.
神是有权能的神。
他说，
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
What is,
生活的意义是什么？
Good. Okay. When we want to find the theme of a book.
当我们想要发现一本书到底在讲什么，它的主题的时候。
If you are at the bookstore or the library, and you pick up a book and you're wondering, should I read this or not? What is this book about? How will you find out? Look on the back cover, okay? Read the table of contents. When you read the table of contents, what are you looking for? Titles for each chapter, okay?
他就看每一章的这个题目。 They have a synthesis. They have a synthesis like a production.
Okay.
Production something.
All right.
他有时候有那个简介，这个书的简介。
I will usually pick up a book.
通常呢，我会拿起来一本书。
I'll skim through the introduction.
我就很快的看过这个简介。
It tells me, hopefully, what this book is going to be about.
我希望它就是能告诉我说这本书到底在讲什么。
I'll go to the table of contents.
然后我就去那个目录。
And I'll look for words that are repeated.
我就去找这个目录里边这个不断重复的词。
This is what this book is emphasizing.
他就知道说这本书在强调什么。
And then I'll jump to the conclusion.
然后我就跳到这本书的结论。
And I'll read the conclusion.
然后我就读这本书的结尾结论。
And between that, now I can decide, is this book worth reading through?
这个做完之后，我就能够决定说这本书是不是值得我花时间去读。
Okay, so if we do that with Ecclesiastes.
如果我们 来这样子来用这种方法来看传道书。
Look at the beginning.
我们来看传道书的开始起头。
And what does the introduction tell us?
那它的这个就是这个简介序言告诉我们什么了？
Vanity. Okay.
讲到这个虚空无意义。
How many of you decided as you read, however much you read, that vanity was the main theme of the book?
多少人读到说这个虚空就是这本书的主题？
No? Interesting, okay.
A
couple, okay.
有一两个人这么说。
All right. If we look at the conclusion,
如果我们看这本书的这个结尾, 那他讲到什么呢? 结尾是说,
someone quoted this as the theme.
有些人说是这本书,
fear God, keep His commandments,
说,
this is the whole duty of man.
遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。刚才有人说，这是他的这个主题。
And if we look for repeated phrases,
如果我们再看这本书里不断重复的词语,
we're going to find a couple things. So, let's look.
有些是
very often, and I'm surprised that more of you did not identify vanity as the theme.
多少好多人好像没有意识到说这个虚空是这个本书的主体。
You are good readers.
你是很好的读者。
And you moved beyond the introduction.
你很快的就过了那个序言，进到了这个。
When I have asked college students the theme of Ecclesiastes,
当我问那个大学生
90% will say vanity.
90%的人都会说是虚空。
Most commentaries,
通常这个很多的
especially older commentaries,
尤其是这个过去的 就是过去的这个老的这个传
Because over and over we have this message
一而再再而三的
vanity of vanities,
他讲到说虚空的虚空
all is vanity,
所有的一切都是虚空
Chapter 5 verse 2, God is in heaven, you are on earth, let your words be few.
他就讲到说第五章第二节说神在天上你在地下所以你的言语要寡少
God is distant
神离我们很遥远
We really can't understand what he's doing
我们没有办法了解他到底在做什么
Life just is vanity
生命生活本身就是虚空
One of my favorite old commentaries
我一个很喜欢的过去的
said the purpose of Ecclesiastes
注释书就讲到说这个传道书这本书的主宗旨目标就是
is to show us the failure of the Old Testament
就让我们看出来这个旧约的这个失败之处
that it's only the fear of God not the love
是对神的这个敬畏而不是对神的爱
says here's the message of Ecclesiastes
说你看吧这个就是传道书的信息
God is far away
神离我们很远远远高高在上
we're all gonna die
我们都会死
so enjoy life while you can
所以呢就趁着现在还有气息好好的享受生命吧
one commentator said this
有一个注释者这样写道
Ecclesiastes is like the bitter old uncle in your family
他就这个传道书就好像你这个家里边这个又苦读又老的这个伯伯
at Thanksgiving dinner we have to coddle him
在那个感恩节的时候我们大家都要好好的安抚他
and that message is in Ecclesiastes vanity
就是这个虚空的这个主题是在这个传道书里边。
And let me just take a moment here to talk about this word vanity.
让我来花一点时间讲这个词，这个虚空。
It's one of these words that the Hebrew word really doesn't have a good English equivalent.
这个虚空这个词就是其实是希伯来里一个词，没有一个很好的相对应的英文的词。
What is the Chinese word that is used? What does it say?
Empty.
Empty. Okay.
Empty. Kind of like both.
It's a word that has the idea of emptiness.
它这个词呢是有这个虚空的这个意义在里边。
At spots in this book, it's meaningless.
像这本书里边所讲，它是没有意义。
At times, it just means temporary.
在有的时候呢，这个词还有这个短暂的意思。
Life is vanity; it's going to disappear.
它就说生命呢是很短暂的，很快就会消失过去了。
At times, it kind of has the idea of something that is absurd.
它有的时候也有这个，就是荒谬、荒谬、荒唐的意思。
He says, "You work and you build up your wealth."
他说你很努力的工作，你劳碌，你建造，然后你。
And it goes to your children.
然后这些你的这些建造的东西就遗留给你的孩子。
And your children are foolish and they waste it all.
然后你的孩子就是愚笨把这些东西全都给浪费了。
It's just kind of absurd.
所以呢挺荒唐的。
It's meaningless.
就是没有意义。
One of the best, for me, translations of the word is just smoke.
对我来讲这个词最好的这个翻译的意思就是说像这个烟雾。
Goes away, disappears.
一下子就像烟雾一样出来一下就没有了。
The same idea as in the New Testament book of James. Life is a vapor. It's going to be gone.
这个就这个意思呢，就像是在新约里边，雅各书里头讲，你们的生命不是什么，不过是一口气而已，就像是气的意思，烟雾。
That theme.
所以这个主题
appears all through the book.
所以这个主题，这个虚空这个词，各方面的意思，在这个书里不断的重复。
He's going to tell us that he searched for wisdom.
他讲到他在寻求智慧。
He looked for wisdom everywhere.
他在各个地方寻求智慧。
But at the end of it.
但是在这个 末了呢?
Go to chapter 1.
我们看到第一章的十二到十八节。第一章。
Verse 17.
我们看到那个第十七节。
I applied my heart to know wisdom.
我又专心查明察智慧。
And to know madness and folly.
然后知道狂妄和愚昧。
I perceive that this is but striving after the wind.
乃知这也是捕风。
For in much wisdom is much vexation.
因为多有智慧就多有愁烦。
And the verse that my college students, some of them used to take as their key verse.
我们的学生喜欢的大学生他们认为是他们人生金句的就是这句。
He who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
加增知识的就加增忧伤也有翻译成痛苦。
And my students, some of them would say, I want to be happy.
然后我的学生就会告诉我我不想痛苦我想快乐。
And I would say, by that verse, you're one of the happiest people I've ever known.
然后我就说哦看这个字你就是最幸福的人。
He looks at pleasure.
然后呢他就去寻求再看那个享乐和欢笑。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
比如说我们看第二章的第一节。
But behold, this also was vanity.
他说这也是虚空。
He gets everything he wants.
然后他得到了每样他想要的东西。
It's vanity.
还是虚空。
He tries again living wisely. It's vanity.
他想要过一个很有智慧的生活还是虚空。
He works hard.
他非常努力的工作他劳碌。
It's vanity.
还是虚空。
And so all through the book we have the,
从头到尾这本书,
excuse me, this idea of vanity.
他有这个虚空的这个概念这虚空有前面讲到的几个不同方面。
But there's a problem to me with this being the main theme of the book.
但是呢把这本虚空就作为这本书的主体我觉得是有一个问题。
I said we look at the introduction, we look at the conclusion.
我们已经看了这本书的这个序言也看了这本
书的结尾。So go to chapter 12.
所以让我们到这本书的第十到十二章。
The end of the matter, all has been heard.
所以他就说问总体这个事这些事都已经听见了。
Fear God and keep His commandments.
总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫
命。For this is the whole duty of man.
这就是人所当尽的本分，这是众人的本分。
For God will bring every deed into judgment.
因为呢，人所做的一切是神必都审问。
With every secret thing.
连一切隐藏的事。
Whether good or evil.
无论是善是恶。
Nothing there about vanity.
在最后他结尾的时候，他就没有提到任何关于虚空的。
Now, back when I was teaching a lot of college classes,
当我讲很多这个在大学教课的时候
if a student wrote a paper that started with a thesis statement in the introduction,
比如说我的学生他在写一篇论文，他刚开始是有一个主题
and at the end of the introduction, or at the end of the paper, they wrote a conclusion,
他的论文的在结尾的时候，他写了一个结论
that was entirely different,
跟他刚开始的那个起头的要强调的主题
That was not a good paper.
那就完全的不同的话，那肯定不是一篇好的文章，好的论文。
Right?
对不对
？I once had a paper. Someone turned in a paper on who was the author of Ecclesiastes.
我曾经有一篇有一个学生交的一篇论文，写的说谁是这个传道书的作者。
They wrote a 12-page paper.
他们写了十二页。
The introduction said.
但他的序言刚开始写的。
I will show in this paper that Solomon.Was not the author of Ecclesiastes.
然后他说我在这儿我要向大家展我这篇论文要证明的是所罗门不是传道书的作者。
And they wrote 6 pages showing that he was not the author of Ecclesiastes.
然后他写了六页说这个所罗门不是这个传道书的作者。
The last 6 pages.
但是后边的六页呢
？Showed that he was the author of Ecclesiastes.
就是又证明说所罗门是这个。
And the last paragraph said.
然后他最后的一段就写说
，The purpose of this paper is to show that.Solomon was the author of Ecclesiastes.
所以说我写这个论文的这个目的就是要显示所罗门是这本书的作者。
So I stopped the student after class.
然后我就把学生下课以后叫过来。
And I said, "You have made a terrible mistake."
我说你做了一个很糟糕的，犯了一个很糟糕的错误。
What's that?
说那是什么呢
？I said, "You copied and pasted from one website."
我说你上网去到一个网站上去找了去。就是去连接复制一个从一个网站上。
And then you copied and pasted the second half of the paper from a different website.
但是呢，你后半部分呢，你又去网站另外一个网站上找了一个不同的文章呢，你去把它连接复制。
They said, How do you know?
然后就是说，哎，你怎么会知道呢？
But I said, that's not really what bothers me about your paper.
我说那个倒不是让我觉得很不舒服的这个。
What bothers me is,
让我觉得扰扰我的是
you didn't read either half.
我就让我很让我烦恼的是，你这两边你自己言辞附介的，你自己都没读这两个文章。
Now I don't think Ecclesiastes is a bad term paper.
但是我不觉得说这个传道书是一个很糟糕的这个学期论文。
Okay, but the introduction starts vanity of vanities, everything is vanity.
但是确实是在这个序言的时候，他是说虚空的虚空。
The conclusion ends.
但是这个结论就是
fear God, keep His commandments. That's what life's about.
就是要敬畏神，谨守。他的诫命，这是人的本分，众人的本分。
The other problem with vanity is the theme.
另外一个就是我认为这个虚空是这本书的主体的问题。
Go to
主体的问题。
Go to chapter two.
比如我们去第二章，我们去第二章第 which verse?
Read verse 24, please.
请大家一起来读第二十四节。人莫 should I read or just everyone read?
Anybody.
Okay. 人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的手。
All right, chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 12 and 13.
十二十三节。我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福。这也是神的恩赐。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
第三章二十二节，故此我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事，谁能使他回来得见呢？
And I have seven more of those. I'm not going to go through them all.
还有七处这样的相似的地方。
But if you were going through the table of contents,
如果你去看这本书的目录。
What would you see keeps appearing?
你看到到底有什么一直在不断的出现的这个关键这个词语在不断的出现呢？
Be happy, enjoy life.
就是你要快乐，享受你的生活。
God gave us all this to be enjoyed.
神给我们这一切，我们要去享受。
In fact, it appears so much. Oh.Did I do that or okay?
No, he didn't do this one.
I don't know. Okay, it appears so much.
然后他这个享受生命出现了这么多次。
That my favorite commentator on Ecclesiastes.
我最喜欢的这个注释写这个注释书的这个作者是这么写的。
Says the theme of Ecclesiastes is joy.
他说这个传道书的主题就是喜乐。
Now I think he's wrong.
我觉得他是错的。
But I love his commentary.
但是我很喜欢他的注释书。
He says the whole book.
他这整本书
is about joy.
是关于喜乐。
Every section that talks about the vanity of life.
他每一个部分都讲到说这个生命的虚空。
Ends.
但是他结尾的时候呢，
with
每一个部分都会说
joy.
都讲到说喜乐。
Now we're stuck with a problem.
现在呢，我们就有个问题了，我们就陷在这儿了。
Those who say vanity is the theme,
有些人说是这个虚空是这本书的主体。
Say here's what Ecclesiastes says.
这是说他就会说这个是传道书所讲的。
Everything is vanity.
每样事情都是虚空。
We're all going to die.
我们都会死。
So enjoy life while you can.
所以呢，在你还有气息的时候，就好好享受吧。
But that doesn't match the conclusion.
但是这个跟这个书的结尾也不也
And in those you read, he's not saying you're going to die, so you might as well enjoy it.
你再仔细读，他不是说因为你要死了，所以好好享受吧。
He says,
他说的是
God has given you,
而是神给你，神赐给你
to be enjoyed,
让你去享受。
Yes, life doesn't satisfy.
是的，生命是不能使人满足。
But it's a gift of God. Enjoy it.
但是这是神给你的礼物，所以就好好享受它。
No, we don't know what the future will hold.
是我们是不知道未来是有什么。
But life is a gift of God to enjoy.
但是生命是神给的恩赐，让我们来享受。
Yes, there is injustice in our world.
是在这个世界上有不公平。
But God has still given us life to be enjoyed.
但是神仍然给我们生命，让我们来享受。
Yes, we're going to die.
是有一天我们会死。
But we still have life to enjoy.
但是我们仍然有这个生命来享受。
Martin Luther said,
马丁路德说,
the key to the whole book
这本书的这个关键在于
is chapter 5,
是在第五章
verses 18 to 20,
是在第五章的十八到二十节。
Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment.
他说，我所见为善为美的就是人生，人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝。
In all the toil which one toils under the sun, the few days of his life that God has given him.
享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。
So you have two things that keep appearing.
所以你有两个题目，主题一直在不断的出现。
Vanity，
一个是虚空。
And joy，
还有喜乐。
And so it seems to me，
所以对我来
，this is the theme of the book。
这个主题是这样的。
And it fits because I think it is a parallel to Proverbs that is also by Solomon。
所以我觉得这个是很适宜的，因为呢。这本书好像就是跟那个箴言也是它的作者也是所罗门，它这两个是好像是一个平行篇。
Last year I talked to you a bit about Proverbs.
上个去年呢，我讲过每隔一季讲过一次箴言。
And when we talked about Proverbs, I said that Proverbs is held together by two big themes.
箴言呢里边呢是有两个大的主题，两个。
The path of the wise.
一个是这个智慧人的路。
And the path.Of the fool.
一个是愚笨人，就是愚昧人的路。
Proverbs almost never says.
箴言似乎从来没有说过。
Do this, this, and this.
你这样做，那样做。
And don't do this.
不要那样做。
Proverbs doesn't say that.
箴言不是这样说的。
Exodus says, "Thou shalt not steal."
但是那个出埃及记是这样说，你要，你不要。
Proverbs doesn't.
但是箴言不是这样讲的。
Proverbs says.
箴言是这么说。
A person who steals is a fool who is laying a trap for his own feet.
他是这样，他说如果一个小偷，一个盗贼，他其实上是个愚昧人，因为他自己给自己挖陷坑。
He doesn't say.
他不是说。
Don't do it.
别说你不要偷窃。
He just says if you do it, you're foolish.
他就说你如果这样去偷窃，你就是一个愚笨人。
Exodus says, honor your parents.
箴言是说要孝敬你的父母。
Honor your father and mother.
孝敬你的爸爸妈妈。
Proverbs doesn't tell us to honor our parents.
箴言没有直接说你孝敬父母。
But it does say,
但是他却说,
the son who honors his parents is wise.
就是说尊从他父母，尊荣他父母，孝敬他父母的是一个智慧之子。
Proverbs doesn't give commands, it just says, this is what's wise and this is what's foolish.
箴言是没有给你一些诫命，但是他告诉你说这个是智慧人这样行，
And then
这样行。
It assumes that you want to be wise.
然后他本身就是假设说你是想要智慧，成为智慧人而不是愚昧人。
I told you last year, a fool doesn't benefit at all from reading Proverbs.
我就告诉你，如果是个愚昧人的话，他去读箴言，他不会有得到任何益处。
Because a fool doesn't want to be wise.
因为一个愚昧人，他一个愚妄人，他是
You have to want wisdom for Proverbs to do you much good.
你只有你真的是想要成为有智慧，这个箴言对你才有用。
Now I think Ecclesiastes does the same thing.
我觉得传道书也是这样的一个构造，也是这样的一个结构。
Its two paths are this.
他就告诉你说有两种路径。
Vanity.
两种道路，一个是虚空。
And joy.
然后就一个就是喜乐。
If you go through this list,
如果你把刚才那个虚空这个它的主题的
back here,
喜乐的主题给看
and you read every one of those, here's what you're going to find.
你就每次去读这个讲到喜乐里边的每一个地方
This group on vanity,
就是左边的这些经文呢，都是讲到的是虚空。
You'll read over and over the words vanity.
在左边这一组呢，你就会看到不断的这个虚空的词不断的出现。
33 times.
出现了33次。
And 29 of those times.
但是29次呢，33次中29次。
You will also see the words under the sun.
这个33次中间29次，除了出现虚空，它还出现就是说日光之下。
Now someone tell me, what do you think that means, under the sun?
大家想可以谁可以回答，就是说日光之下是什么意思？
In daily life, life as we see it in this world,
就是我们所能目见
life under the sun,
就是说这个日光之下的生活。
And 29 times he says,
29次他说,
Life under the sun, life as we see it,
就像我们所看到的生活，这个日光之下的生活
is vanity,
是虚空的。
Doesn't mean I think that it's bad,
并不意味着我说那个是糟糕的。
But it does mean,
但是确实意味着
that it's temporary,
它是短暂的。
That it really doesn't make sense,
对我们来讲真的是没有办法让它觉得有意义。
At times it's rather absurd.
在有的时候看感觉这个生命也很荒唐这个日光
之下的生活 And it's short, it's brief,
然后短暂
And it's going to disappear like smoke
然后一下子就像这个气一样像烟雾一样就消散了
That is one way of looking at life
所以这是一种来看待生命生活的方式
If I look only at what I can see here
如果我只是能看到我眼见的这里眼在这个日光
之下的生活 Life under the sun
在日光之下的生活
I'm going to conclude.
然后我的结论就会是
Life is vanity.
生活真的是虚空。
The people I read to you last week.
上个星期我给大家就是引到的那些人的所说的话。
Scientists, actors, writers, artists.
不管说是科学家还是演员还是作者。
All of them conclude.
他们所有的他们的结论就是
Life under the sun.
日光之下的生活。
Is vanity.
是虚空。
I read this week.
这个星期我读一本，我读。
Woody Allen.
就是那个伍迪·艾伦。
He said, "I cannot enjoy the good things of life."
我没法享受我生命中的这个生活中的美好事物。
Because I know they will end.
因为我知道这些东西最后都会结束。
He said, "I will be watching a Knicks game."
他说我会看一个那个有名啊
basketball game.
Okay.他说我会看一个那个篮球赛。
I looked it up to find out what he was talking about.
然后我就去查他到底在讲什么。
I'll be listening to a great jazz player.
然后我也会说听那个爵士乐的一个音乐家。
And he said, I'll think, ah, this is great.
然后我听了啊，说这个太好了，太棒了。
And he said, then I will think.
然后我就会接着试想。
But I'm soon going to die, and I'll lose all this.
我马上就会死，这些东西都会消失。
And he said,
然后他就说
，The enjoyment is gone.
他说，那你的享乐，你的这个也就很快就没有了。
What was Woody Allen describing?
这个伍迪·艾伦在描述的是什么呢
？Life under the sun.
就是日光之下的生命。
Is vanity.
是虚空。
Okay. If that's all you see in Ecclesiastes.
如果这个是你在传道书所唯一看到的主题。
The book is, as the one commentary said, the grave of the Old Testament.
所以就像一个注释者说，这个书不过是旧约的一个坟墓。
We're all going to die.
我们都会死。
But.
但是。
33 times he talks about vanity.
33次他讲到这个虚空。
29 times.
但是29次。
That includes under the sun.
他这个三十三次中间有二十九次是讲到日光之下
，but
但是
17 times
有十七次
，he uses either the word joy
他或者用这个喜乐
，or enjoy
或者说是享受
，and over and over that
然后一次又一次的
uses the words it is from the hand of God
他讲的说是出于神的手
，or it is the gift of God
或者说神的恩赐。
Do you see how he's given us two pictures?
你有没有看到他给我们两幅不同的图片
？And here's the key.
这个关键在于
two pictures of the very same events in life.
就是在生命生活中的同一件事情，两个不同的图像。
He's not describing.
他不是说
two different sets of events.
他不是在描述两个完全不同的事件。
He is saying.
他在是说。
You work hard.
你非常努力的工作。
You build a career.
你建造你的生。
You get a research grant.
你开始得到你这个研究项目所需要的经费。你被提升。
And then.
但是接着。
You look at it.
你怎么来看待呢
？Under the sun.
如果你是在日光之下来看待这一切。
And you say.
你就会说。
30 years from now.
再过三十年。
I will be retired.
我就退休了。
And my name will be off the door before I have gotten home.
在我还没到家之前，公司就把我的名字给拿掉了。
30 years from now,
三十年之后
my research will be in some computer drive somewhere.
我的这个研究的这些结果可能就不知道在什么地方存着。
And no one will remember it.
没有人会记得。
Right?
对不对？
And when you look at it that way,
当你这样子来看的带的话，
you say,
从这个角度来看，你就会说，
This is vanity.
这个不过就是虚空。
It's really not worth it.
嗯，真的不值得。
You see it?
你看到了吗？
But,
但是，
the writer of Ecclesiastes also says,
但是这个传道书的作者同时也说，
you work hard.
你非常努力的去工作。
You do your best.
你尽你最大的努力。
You get a promotion.
你是得到提升。
You get a research grant.
你也得到你的研究经费。
And you sit back and you say,
然后你坐回来， 你
God has given me the opportunity.
神给了我这个机会。
To do this.
让我能够去做这些。
He has given me.
他给了我。
This work.
他给了我这份。
And this productivity.
这份工作，这份研究。
It's a gift from God.
这是从神而来的恩赐。
And now.
现在呢？
It is joy.
现在这个就是喜乐的。
The same event.
同样的一件事。
He says.
同样的一个事件。他说。
You look for enjoyment and pleasure.
如果你是去在寻求这个欢笑和喜乐，就是享乐。
You're eating a good meal.
你吃一顿很好的美餐。
And you say.
你说。
Tomorrow I'll be hungry again.
明天我又饿了。
Right? A week from now I won't even remember this meal.
我再过一个星期，我可能连我吃了什么都记不住。
And I'm gonna die.
我有一天会死。
And worms are gonna eat me.
然后现在那个虫子会来吃我。
It's vanity.
所以呢，不过是虚空。
Right?
对不对？
But he also says.
然后他又说。
Or.
或者呢？
I can eat that meal.
我可以吃这顿美餐。
I can enjoy it.
我可以好好的享受。
And I can say.
然后我可以说。
I said to myself.
我对我自己说。
Eat. Drink.
吃喝。
Enjoy life.
享受生活。
For this is from the hand of God.
因为这是从神的手所赐给我的。
He gave it to me.
他给了我。
To enjoy.
他给我这些让我去享受。
And so, the message of Ecclesiastes.
所以呢，这个传道书的信息就是。
Is that there are two ways to live life.
就是有两种过生活的方式。
I can live life in my own attempts to find meaning.
或者是我可以过一个就是我自己想要试图去找到生命意义的这种方式。
And it'll come to nothing.
然后呢，你如果这样你自己试图去找到意义，最后你就是什么都没有，就是虚空。
One of the commentaries I have in my library on Ecclesiastes.
我有的一本讲这个传道书的注释书这么讲。
Was written just a few years ago.
大概只是几年前才出版的。
And the writer wrote this.
这个作者是这个注释者这么写。
My cousin told me.
我的表兄告诉我。
The first time he went to a shopping mall after returning from a tour as a soldier in Iraq.
他说他从那个伊拉克这个作为士兵，他从军队退役之后，他第一次去一个就是一个 mall 里边去买东西。
He ran out of the mall after 5 minutes.
他就整个五分钟，他就从这个墨里边就出来了。
Filled with anger at the heaps of merchandise.
他就是对这些所有的这些商品就非常的生气。
And he said.
然后他很愤怒，他说。
After you've seen what the world is really like.
当你看到这个世界真的是像什么样的话。
It's hard to tolerate a mall.
他说你就没有办法再忍受这样一个这个 mall 这个商场。
Life under the sun.
在日光之下的生命生活。
But the same book.
但是这样同样一本书。
Says. That the same things.
同样的事情。
If enjoyed as the gift of God.
如果你是把它认为是神的恩赐神的礼物来享受的话。
Are given to us.
那就是神所。
To be enjoyed.
那我们就可以来享受。
So here is what it seems to me Ecclesiastes is saying to us.
这个传道书的信息就是
Number one.
第一
Meaning is found not in life, but in the God who gives life.
人生意义无法在生命本身找到，而是在赐生命的神那里才能找到。
Marriage.
比如说婚姻。
Children.
孩子。
A job.
工作。
In entertainment.
娱乐。
They are wonderful gifts from God.
他们都是由神而来的美好的礼物。
But they are terrible gods.
但是他们有可能成为非常可怕的那个偶像，那个你的生命中的神。
A career.
你的事业。
Is a wonderful gift from God.
是可以说是从神来的美好的礼物。
But it is a terrible God.
但是他是一个可怕的神。
If I enjoyed something God has given me, that's great.
如果你把它作为神所给你的礼物来享受，那真的是很棒。
But if I try to find ultimate meaning in my job,
但是如果你想在你的工作中寻得人生的终极意义，
now I have made it a god.
现在你就让这个工作成为你的神，成为你的偶像。
And a job makes a terrible god.
然后你的工作这个。如果让这个工作成为你的神的话，那它是一个 很可怕的神，很糟糕的神。
I was reading a few weeks ago from a professor at Yale who has done a study on science, or on happiness, the science of happiness.
前一段呢，在读一个耶鲁大学的教授，他就是做了一个关于幸福的一个研究。
She asked thousands of people who were getting married.
他就问了那个成好几千的准备要结婚的人。
How happy are you now?
他说你就要准备结婚了，你现在有多么的幸福感呢？然后比如从零到十。
How happy do you think you will be 1 year after your marriage?
他说那你结婚一年以后，你想象一下，你结婚一年以后你的幸福感会在哪里？
And people who, you know, were at a 5 now said, oh, I'll be at a 10.
然后有些人比如他现在觉得幸福指数是五，他说一年结婚以后我的幸福指数会到十。
This worries me. Some of you are laughing and I haven't even got to the punchline.
我就你们怎么有人在笑呢？
I won't say who, but I hope your husband doesn't find out how hard you were laughing.
然后我希望你先生没看到你这个笑得多厉害。
And then a year later, she surveyed the same people.
然后过了一年之后呢，他就这些结婚的人他又给他们做了一个。
And where do you think they were?
然后。
About.
他说，原来说他们的幸福指数是五，他们预计他们结婚一年，他们的幸福指数达到十。那真的是过了一年调查，他们现在的幸福指数是多少呢
？They were back where they started.
跟还是五，还那个说，有人说过了一年以后，这个幸福指数降到了一，但是说
We'll schedule you for some counseling later this week.
他说起码还是五，他说有。
But you understand? If marriage is enjoyed as a gift from God,
如果婚姻你是作为从神而来的礼物来享受，
it is a wonderful gift.
那是神给的一个美好的礼物。
But for many of those people,
但是对于很多这种准备要
结婚的人， they were planning to get ultimate meaning and happiness from the marriage.
他们是想要把他们这个最终的人生意义和他们最终的幸福从婚姻中来得到。
And I'm sorry, but I don't care how wonderful Mr. Wonderful is.
不管说这个奇妙先生跟奇妙女士有多棒。
If you plan to get ultimate happiness and meaning from him,
如果你想要把你的人生的终极意义跟你的从他身上来得到的话，
you are going to be disappointed.
你肯定会失望。
And my wife, if she were here, would say, Amen.
如果我太太在这边，我太太肯定会说 ，Amen。
You understand?
了解到了吧?
It is a wonderful gift from God.
它是这个婚姻是从神来的。
It is a terrible God.
但是它是一个可怕的神，糟糕的神。
Now, in a Chinese church, I have to say this with fear and trembling.
但是在这个中国人的教华人教会里，我带着恐惧战惊说。
But for some of you,
对你们其中的某些人。
When little Josephine was born,
当你的这个约瑟芬小小的约瑟芬生出来的时候
，My life is now fulfilled.
现在我的生命得到满足了。
But when little Josephine,
当这个小约瑟芬
turned 13,
她长到十三岁的时候
，Vanity of vanities,
你就开始说了啊，虚空的虚空
，All is vanity.
所有的一切都是虚空
，Right?
是不是
I hear those amens.
我有听到说 amen.
Because
为什么呢
Little Josephine.
你的这个小约瑟芬
I hope there's no one in this church named Josephine. I just picked it at random.
我想这个里边没有人叫约瑟芬的吧
Didn't sound like a Chinese name, so I thought I'd be okay. Little Josephine,
约瑟芬,
is a wonderful gift from God.
是从神而来的奇妙美好的礼物。
But little Josephine makes a terrible God.
但是这个小约瑟芬也可能成为你很可怕糟糕的
神。And if you as a mom or dad thought that you would get ultimate happiness and meaning in life from little Josephine,
如果你作为父母，你觉得你的人生的终极意义跟幸福可以从这个孩子身上得到。
You will be horribly disappointed.
你会非常非常的失望。
Meaning is found not in life itself.
生人生的意义没有办法从生命的本身，从生活本身找到。
But in the gift, or in the God who gives life.
而是在这个赐给我们这一切的神那里才能找到。
One writer says it this way.
有一个作者这样说。
Ecclesiastes is determined to insult the proud.
Insult?
Insult. Offend.
他说这个传道书是对这个问题的一个侮辱，一个 insult the proud. OK, 是对骄傲人的一个怎么说呢，一个诋毁，一个羞耻。
You think you are wise?
你觉得你很有智慧，你很聪明。
You'll die.
你要，但是你会死。
You have nice things.
你有很多很好的东西。
They'll be destroyed.
有一天会被毁灭。
You've accomplished something great.
你成就了大事。
You'll be forgotten.
很快就会被人忘记。
Ecclesiastes has no goal to encourage one to feel they've arrived at a perfect life.
传道书呢，它是没有。如果说你觉得我已经达到了一个美好的生活，它一点也不会让你觉得被鼓励，让你有这种感受。另外一个方面讲就是
He wants us to know
他想让我们知道
that the true meaning of life starts with the fear of God.
人生真正的意义来自于起始于对神的敬畏。
It forbids us to live a secular life.
他禁止我们，不让我们过一个这种属世的生活。
That is
这个属世的生活是
什么样的？ Living as if God has no practical application to life.
属世的生活就认为好像神对我们的这个实际的生活是没有任何的应用，没有任何的联系。
But he also, and this is what's important for us as Christians.
这另外一方面对我们作为基督徒是很重要的。
He also forbids us from an unrealistic optimism.
他也是禁止我们，不让我们有一个不真实的一个乐观主义。
That assumes that living for God will erase the pain of life under the sun.
就是认为好像说我只要为神而活，那我在这个日光之下的这个生命呢，就没有任何痛苦。
Ecclesiastes is not saying to us, you get to choose between life as a gift of God and life under the sun.
传道书上说，你不是可以选择说这个生命到底是说日光之下的生命，还是说是神的恩赐下的生命。
Ecclesiastes is saying,
传道书告诉我们
we live under the sun.
我们是在日光之下生活。
This is the world we live in.
这是我们所生活的世界。
But,
但是
it only starts to make sense when we look at it as the gift of God.
只有我们把它说，认为它是说看着他是说从神而来的这个礼物，这个恩赐的时候呢，这个生命生活才有，好像才有道理，才有合理。
And so the purpose of Ecclesiastes,
所以这个传道书的目的就是
is to show us the path to true happiness.
就告诉我们达到真正幸福的途径。
It does this by showing us what won't bring true happiness.
他首先他怎么样来达到这个目的？他向我们展示。如何做才不能达到
真正的幸福？ Wisdom, pleasure, riches,
不管是享乐还是智慧还是财富，都不能让我们
真正享乐。 And it shows us what will bring true happiness.
它也让我们展示到底什么可以带来真正的幸福。
The fear of God.
就是敬畏神。
Augustine said,
奥古斯都说，
You have made us for yourself.
你为了自己创造了我们。
And our hearts are restless.Until they find rest.
直到我们在你里边找到安息，我们的心就无法安息。
I've been reading his confessions.
我在读这个奥古斯丁的忏悔录。
And he describes his academic success.
他讲到他这个他事业上很成功，他是一个学者。
His sensual pleasures.
然后他的这个享受。
And he says this.
他就这样说。
God. In your mercy,
他说神啊，在你的怜悯之中
you took them all away from me.
你把这些都从我生命中给拿走了
In your mercy, you gave me no joy in my success.
在你的怜悯之中，在我的成功之中，你让我没有喜乐，没有享受。
In your mercy, you took away the happiness of my sensual relationships.
就是我这种属肉体的这种生这种关系，这种不正当的关系，原来所带来的这种享受跟幸福，现在都没了。你把那些幸福拿走了。
Mercy,
在你的怜悯之中
，You made me empty.
你让我觉得很虚空。
Until I rest in you.
直到我在你里边找到安息。
And do you see why he says that was mercy?
你为什么他为什么说这些都是怜悯呢
？Because as long as those things are giving us happiness,
只要那些东西还能给我们带来幸福感
，we're satisfied.
我们就很满足。
But when God makes us dissatisfied with them,
当神让我们不能满足的时候，不满足的时候。
Now,
现在
we are open to His grace.
我们就开始对神的恩典敞开了。
One of my students who lived a rough life before he became a Christian.
我有一个学生在他信主之前，他的生活很糟糕。
Said to me,
他对我说
，Please don't get up there at a youth revival and tell the young people.
他说你
that a sinful life will bring no happiness.
不要站在那个年轻人，就是青年人的这个奋兴会上，对他们说。这个罪是不能带给你享乐的，不能带给你幸福的。
Because he said they'll go to a party and they'll figure out you lied.
然后他们去参加一个宴会，他们就会觉得你那个一个派对，他们就知道你在撒谎。
He said because I lived that sinful life and it brought me a lot of happiness.
他说因为我过那个有罪的生活，让我觉得很幸福、很高兴、很快乐。
I enjoyed doing drugs.
他说我很享受去吸毒。
It brought me happiness.
因为让我觉得真的很享受。
But he said, what you must tell them is,
但是你要告诉他们的是
the happiness will be incomplete.
那种幸福感不是完全的。
The happiness brings along with it some baggage that is going to hurt.
那个快乐，那个幸福，同时还有一些包袱，有些同样的包袱，会最后让他们觉得很不舒服。
Ecclesiastes is saying,
传道书是对我们说。
The good things of life,
这个生命中美好的事物
are good.
他们是美好的
They are intended to be enjoyed.
他们的目的本来是要让我们能享受的
But,
但是
they are to be enjoyed as the pointer to the God who gave them.
他们让我们享受，他们是要把我们指向那位给我们赐我们这些享受的神
C.S. Lewis.
路易斯说
says this
他这样讲到
the books the music
书籍还是音乐
in which we thought beauty was located
让我们看到他们很美在看他们的时候
will betray us
有一天会背叛我们
if we trust to them
如果我们就把我们的信靠都放在他们身上
the things we thought were good and beautiful
让我们觉得又好又美的事物
will disappoint us
有一天会让我们失望
if they become our God
一旦他们成为我们的偶像成为我们的神
because
因为
these things
因为这些东西这些
are simply images of what we really desire
它不过是我们心里边真正渴慕的东西的影子而已。
And if we take them,
如果我们把这些
东西 for our God,
让这些东西成为我们的神
they will break the hearts of their worshippers.
他们会破碎这些敬拜者的心。
They are not the thing itself.
他们本身不是那些事情的本体。
They are just an echo.
他们不过是那位
Of a tune we have never heard.
他们不过是那个我们从来没有听到的美好音乐的一个回声。
They are news from a country we have never visited.
他们 news?
News.
哦，他们不过是一个我们从来没有到过的遥远的国家的一个新一个传言传闻而已。
Beauty, he says.
他说美所有美丽的事物
is the echo of the voice.
它不过是那个真正的声音那个回响。
Not the voice itself.
它不是那个本身，那个声音的本身。
And so God has given us Marriage.
所以呢，神给了我们婚姻。
Josephine.
还有我们的孩子约瑟芬。
Our jobs.
还有我们的工作。
Good entertainment.
还有很好的娱乐享受。
Lunch.
还有好吃的午餐美餐。
All of these things.
所有的这一切。
To be enjoyed.
是让我们能够来享受。
We should not deny them.
我们不需要来否认这一切。
There is a Christian tradition who says,
有一种那个基督徒
deny yourself of all these entertainments、
那个、
and all these joys.
那些有一些那个传统就说你要否认你自己，不要去做
这些享受。The more you suffer, the more spiritual you are.
你受苦越多，你越那个禁欲，你就越像一个圣徒。
But Ecclesiastes says,
但是传道书说
it is a gift from God.
这是从神而来的礼物。
To be enjoyed.
是让你来享受的。
The early church fathers said,
早期的教父们,
it is a sin to feast on a fast day.
他说在那个节庆期间你去进食这个是罪。
But then they said,
然后他们紧接着又说,
it is a sin to fast on a feast day.
What? You said the same thing. 哦，他说在进食期间宴会是罪，但是呢，你在进食期在宴会之间进食也是罪。
Another words.
另外就说。
Another words. When it is a time to mourn and repent of our sins, they said it is wrong to ignore that and be feeding ourselves.
就是说，当你应该难过哀悼，是应该悔罪的时候，你去在那里享受，那个是错的。
But they said.
但是他们也说。
It is also wrong.
但是这个也是错误的。
On the days that God has given us to be enjoyed.
当神让我们去享受的时候。
To say, oh no, I won't be at the Thanksgiving.
然后你说我不能去这个感恩节的这个野餐。
I will be praying.
我要在这里好好的祷告，我不能去。
Because I am too spiritual.
因为我很属灵。
For these things.
因为我不能去太属灵，我不能去搞这些东西。
And the church father said no.
然后教父们说这个。
It is a gift from God.
因为这是从神而来的礼物。
You see, there are two ways to ruin our relationship with the giver.
有两种可以来毁掉我们跟神的关系。
The first way,
第一个就是,
is to ignore the giver and focus entirely on the gifts.
就是你忽略这个赐给者，只是在专注在他给的这个礼物上。
It's idolatry.
这个就是拜偶像。
The child who opens the gift.
如果这个孩子打开礼物，你给他的礼物
，and you say who gave that to you？
然后你就对孩子说，这谁给你的礼物啊
？It doesn't matter. I just want the gift.
我才不管呢，反正我只想要这个礼物。
Right？
对不对
？Isn't that an ungrateful child？
一个非常没有感谢之心的一个孩子
，who loves the gift and doesn't care about the giver？
他只在意这个礼物，他可不在意谁给他。
But Ecclesiastes says there's another more subtle.
但是传道书说有另外一个更一个一个怎么说的一个更难描述的一个更细微的一个罪。
And that is to ignore the gift.
然后你就说你我不看这个礼物。
And focus entirely on the gift giver.
我只专注在这个赐给者身上。
The child who gets the Christmas present.
如果这个孩子得到圣诞礼物。
And says, oh, I'm not going to open that because really all that matters to me is I love you, Daddy.
他说啊，这个礼物我猜都不猜，这个不重要。我最在意的就是爸爸，我好爱你，我只在意你。
Isn't that kid going to be an insufferable little kid?
这个孩子是不是让你觉得，哎呦，这个怎么这样？
Because I bought it for him.
因为我给了他礼物，我给他。
I gave it to him.
我也给他了。
Well, let me be honest. My wife bought it and gave it.
不是我买的，是我太太去买的。
And I want my child to enjoy it.
我希望我的孩子能够享受这个礼物。
Right?
对不对
？Ecclesiastes says.
传道书就说
，God wants us to focus on Him.
神想要让我们专注，就是我们的注意力专注在他身上。
Not to ignore the God who gives.
不是忽略说给我们赐给我们这一切的神。
But
但是
He also wants us to let Him be the God who gives.
他也想要我们知道说他是那位给予我们美好礼物的神。
And so part of the beautiful message of Ecclesiastes is.
所以在这个传道书里的美好信息就是
It lets us say.
他让我们可以说
God.
神呐
Thank you.
谢谢你。
I have the fear of God.
我有这个对神的敬
畏。I don't get my ultimate meaning from the things here.
我不会说从我的最终，我的人生最终意义不是说从这个世上的事物而来。
But
但是
I enjoy the things here.
但是我能够享受这个眼下你所给我的这些礼物。
As the gift.
我是把它。眼下的事物，我是把它当成是你给我的礼物来享受。
I have to fly to Canada.
我要去。Wednesday. 有一次，我星期，我这个星期三要去飞到加拿大。
I don't enjoy flying.
我一点也不喜欢飞。
And because I had to get the seat at the last minute, it was a middle seat in the back.
因为呢，我最后转机的时候呢，我要坐在三个座位中的中间。
And I'm thinking,
oh, 然后我就想说，哦，我要挤在那儿。
And this morning I got an email from Delta.
然后今天早上我从那个公司里得到了一个 email， 说
the flight is overbooked.
他说哦，他说这个已经有点超员了，这个飞机。
And so we are moving you to row 2B.
现在我们把你换到了第二排的 B 座位。
And I said, that's good.
这个有经验的这个昆西迪说太好了。
And I started laughing because last week,
笑，因为上个星期
someone said to me,
有人对我说
you know, I can't imagine these people who would fly in business class.
他说我就没有办法想象这些坐商务舱的人。
I don't think any pastor should ever do that.
他说我觉得作为牧师你不应该能坐商务舱。
They said, what would you do if you got an upgrade to business class?
他说如果你要是被人家就是升等升舱。
I said, I would stretch my legs.
然后我就说我如果能坐在商务舱我就把我的腿伸开。
It is the gift of God.
因为是神赐给我的礼物。
All right, we have to stop here. I'll take the second one next time.
所以下个星期我们再讲第二点，就是信心的。
Please try to read through Ecclesiastes again this week.
所以请大家把
Thinking now
of
two paths.
在想这两个
Look for what it shows us about life under the sun.
一个是说在日光之下的道路。
Look at what it shows us about life as the gift of God.
如果你再把另外一个道路是你认为它是从神而来的恩赐的道路。
All right, thank you.
谢谢大家。